Let's go. Bezras Hashem Yisparach. Today's daf is Samach Dalet Masechet Shabbos. It is the 126th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up on the top of the Amud. The Gemara is talking about those items that contract Tumah. The Braisa had said 5 lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Ori Kol Shehu Tameh, that if you have a garment that had been woven, the smallest amount could become tame. And the Gemara there also quotes the Braisa that says, Mosif saf ala sak ala beged shetame mishum orig. That you have a sack that is also tame if it is, there's something that's woven inside of it. So we have a sack that's mosif ala beged. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Atu beged lav origu, is a garment itself not woven? What do you mean? Mosif sak ala beged shetame mishum orig. That the sack is tame for orig. But when it comes to a berg is often woven. So says the Gemara Hachi Kamer. Mosif sak ala beged afal pi she'ena orig tame. That if you have a sack that even though it had not been woven together, it's still going to be tameh. Says the Gemara, what could be something that's not woven together? Lamai chazi, in what way do you create any type of material that is not woven together? So the answer is, Rashi tells us that the Gemara is assuming that it's braided. Now, what type of material that's braided? We know that we braid here, but what type of material that's braided that serves any purpose. We know that the moment in which you're talking about a little bit of cloth that's woven together, then it serves a purpose. But if it's woven, but if it's braided together, what type of purpose does it have? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shekein ani kolei shalosh nimah v'toilim b'tzavar bito. It does have a purpose, and that is that if you weave three threads together, excuse me, you braid three threads together, then he would hang it around his daughter's neck as a necklace. It was a very, very cheap necklace of braiding things together. Okay, now we're going to continue with the halachos of Tumas Sak and Tumas Beged and details in regards to those halachos. That's going to take us all the way to the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Then we're going to have an interesting agada, and then we're going to have a new Mishnah about what a woman is allowed to go out and carry, and B'siyata D'Shmaya will finally be Masik Shmaitza Liba D'Hilchasa, will even get Halacha L'Maisa about what a woman is allowed to go out with on Shabbos and what she's not allowed to go out with. Tanur Rabbanan, 6 lines at the top. Sak, Ein Li Ela Sak. So the Pasuk says that a sack could be Mikabel Tumah. Let's read that Pasuk. The Pasuk in Vayikra Yiral says, V'chol asher yipa lo mehem b'moisim yitmah, mikol kli eitz, oy veged, oy or, oy sack. Kol kli asher yaseh melacha, b'hem, b'mayim yuva v'tameh ara orev v'toher. So it contracts, if a sheretz falls on top of it, it contracts Tumah, and then it requires tefillah b'mikvah. Ein li ela sak, minayin l'rabba says ha-kilkali v'sachabak. Kilkali and chabak are both connected to the saddle of a horse. One is what connects the saddle from the back and makes sure it doesn't fall off the back of the horse. The other is what attaches it from the underbelly of the horse. So we only know a sak, literally a sack, that it will be makabel tumah. What about these things? So the pasuk says osak. The word o chazal considers superfluous. So that's coming to be marbe. The word o is coming to be marbe kilkali v'chabak. Yachol shani marbe sachavol v'samashichas. What about strings? Tamalomer sak. Ma sak. And this continues the theme that we had seen before. Tavi v'arig. It's woven. It's a threaded, sewn and woven. Afkol tavi v'arig. And in contrast to the chavolim and meshichos, simple separate threads are not significant enough to be mekabel tuma. Masak tovi v'arig, afkol tovi v'arig. Harei u'aymer b'mei. So now let's compare it to the halachos of meis. So the Gemara is now going to discuss the halachos of a kli that contracts tuma when it touches a sheretz to when it touches a meis. Now the pasuk says, and Previously, we read from Vayikra Yam Yud Aleph. Now we're going to read from Bamidbar Lamed Aleph. The pasuk says, "V'chol kli ar v'chol maaseh izim." Let's read the whole pasuk. "V'chol maaseh izim v'chol kli eitz tischatou." This is by the Parah Aduma and describing that when you have these kelim that contrast the tmei base, so then tischatou means you spread the Mayim of the Paraduma on top of them. So here, the V'chol is coming to be Marbe, this part of the harness as well. So I might think that it could come to include as well the strings as well, or straps. V'dinu time b'sheretz. So what we're going to do is equate the halacha of tuma by sheretz and tuma b'meis. Ma kishitime b'sheretz leitime elatavi v'arig. Just like when it comes to sheretz, it's only if it's been woven or sewn. Af kishitime meis leitime elatavi v'arig. Hey, says the Gemara, im heikel b'tame sheretz shiikala neikel b'tumas meis shihi chamura. Wait a second. Is it so poshut that you could learn from one to the next that just because you're going to say the halacha by Tamei Sheretz, that the halacha is that the strings and the straps are not mekabel tumah, only the bottom of the harness itself, how do you know that you could be mekel by tumas ameses chumura? So Talmud loymar, so that's why we saw beged va'ar l'gzera shava. We're going to see that we learn a gzera shava from the halachos of the sack that we saw was talking about the tumas sheretz, and we're going to have gzera shava, which is going to compel those two halachos. If we were just comparing in svara, one svara couldn't be applied from one to the next, from tmei sheretz to tmei meis. But if you have words which say that this parsha belongs over here and this parsha belongs over here, that's what gzera shava does. Like we have kicha kicha mistei Ephraim by kedushin that say that just like there it's kesef, just like here it's kesef. We're not going to say that it means that marriage is the same thing as buying land and buying land the same thing as marriage, but rather we transport the halachos. That's what gzera shava does. In contrast to what we've been doing up until now, where we've just been equating the svara. So that's what we have gzera shava. It says Gemara, five lines on the top, very important lines in the Gemara. Nemar beged var b'sheretz v'nemar beged var meis. These two psukim speak about beged and or. Ma beged var ha'omor b'sheretz leitime ela tavi v'arig. Just like there, the only way it contracts tumah is with the sewing or the weaving. Af beged var ha'omor b'meis leitime ela tavi v'arig. Uma beged var ha'omor b'meis mitame kol meis izim. Af beged va'ar amr b'sheretz tame kol ma'ase izim. Anything that is a ma'ase izim from the wool of the goats is going to be tame. Says the Gemara, ein li'ela, right? Because the pasuk mentioned beferish had mentioned from the izim. So we say it needs to be similar to izim. Says the Gemara, ein li'ela davar haba mini izim minanin l'rabos davar haba mizanav asusim mizanav hapara. But what about the hairs that come from the horse and the tails of the horse and the cow? Talmud Loimer, oisak. You learn it out from the extra word of oi that we mentioned in the first pasuk. Says Gemara, wait a second, but we already learned that for the kilkali, for the thing that attaches the harness. Vafikti the kilkali v'chavak. Says Gemara, hani mili mikmei delay segzera shava. Then, when did we need the oisak? That was before we had the gzera shava. But hash the osegzera shava, yasu, like, it's empty. And therefore, we learn from the words osak that davar abam izanav v'susam izanav apar. It's not just that which comes from the izim, even those things from that as well. Ve'en li'ela b'sheretz, but that pasuk was talking about b'sheretz. B'tumas meis minayim. But what about tumas meis? Does it have the same halacha? Says the Gemara, v'dinu time b'meis v'time b'sheretz. Ma kishitim b'sheretz. Also davar abam izanav v'susam izanav apar k'maisi izim. Just like when it comes to tumas sheretz, where we said that izim included also the davar haba me'asus, so there af kishetime b'meis. So too when it comes to the me'meis, asa davar haba mizanav asus mizanav par kishemaisi izim. Hey, so the Gemara says, wait a second, is it so pasha to equate it to im harbe b'tumas erev shehi meruba? When it comes to tumas erev, that already is more expansive. B'tumas shiva shimuetes. But how do we know when it comes to Tumas Shiva, that the same halachos apply. In other words, your kal v'chomer was that tumas meitz is more chomer than tumas sheretz. You need efer para aduma. And so, if the halacha is that we're in something that's kal, that's dover abba mizon of hasnusva, is going to be tameh by sheretz, certainly by the chomer, it's also going to be tameh. But now the Gemara says, no, nir ba'anu b'tumas sheva shekei mu'etasi. No, even though it's more chomer, it's also more limited. It doesn't, there are things that are limited by tameh meis that don't apply by tameh sheretz. Take a look at Rashi, shehi meruba, shekol ha'magos tumas erev. Anything that is a sheretz or is tameh automatically makes something a tumah for that night. Bein the sheretz unevela v'shichva zera magezav umaget meimes. All of those things could create the tumah that if you go to the mikveh, you're tameh until that night. Nirba onu betula sheva shekei muetasi. When it comes to meimes, it's more limited. Why? Sheina b'chol amagas. It doesn't apply to all magos. El b'maga meis b'vad. It only applies to maga meis. Talmud loymar. So that's why we come back to the gzera shava. Beged va'or the gzera shava. Never beged va'or b'sheretz. Never beged va'or b'meis. Ma beged va'or amar b'sheretz. Also davar haba mizana v'asus mizana park ma'isi izim. Af beged va'or amar b'meis. Also davar haba mizana mizana apos mizana aparik ma'isi izim. Okay, so that's why we have this gzera shava. That's why these gzera shavas are necessary. And we borrow the properties that apply to Tmei Sheretz that contract Tumah to the properties of Tmei Meis that contract Tumah. Now, of course, to have a Gzera Shava, these psukim need to be empty. What do we mean empty? Mufne, open. It means that it can't be used for any other limud. Umufne. And we have to assume that the words beged v'ar are open. De'ilav mufne ikla mifrach, because if it's not a Gzera Shava, it's just a svara, you could argue the svara, just like we've been arguing previous svaras as well. And what's this svara that we could argue? Malish sheretz shekei mitame b'kadosha, because sheretz has a tzad that it's mitame b'kadosha. It's going to be mitame even with the size of a lentil. In contrast to meimeis, was only a kezayis. So you need to show that it is panui. So la'ay panui mufni. Which way it's open? Michti. In other words, where in the psukim of Beged Va'ar is it open? Michti. Sheretz iskish l'shichva zera. When it comes to sheretz, we have a hekish to shichva zera. That zera is metame. D'chsiv isha shetetzim menu shichva zera. V'samech lei isha shiiga v'chol sheretz. U'ksiv bei b'shichva zera. V'chol beged v'chol or asher yialav shichva zera. Beged va'or the kasa rachman b'sheretz lamali. So when it comes to shichva zera, we know that a beged va'or is already contracts tumah. If we know that beged va'or already contracts tumah when it comes to shichva zera, and shichva zera is very similar to the halachos of tmei of tumah sheretz. Plus they're mentioned next to each other in the pasuk. So then the kasa rachman b'sheretz lamali. So what do I need the pasuk by? So it's open. So therefore, when it says beged va'ar by sheretz, that wasn't necessary. What's it coming to do? It's coming to tell us, take a look at another place in the Torah that says beged va'ar. Where does it say beged va'ar? By tmei meis. So therefore, we now see that there is hints that are going back and forth to equate the items of tmei meis with tmei sheretz. Says the Gemara, but that's just showing that beged va'or is open in regards to tumas sheretz. But what about, how do we know that the beged va'or by tmei meis is open to be able to learn the gzera shava? According to man damer that says that all you need is to be open on one side, then that's not a problem. The man damer says, no. That you could ask questions, if it's only from one side, what are you going to say? Says the Gemara, demes nami yifnuyim mufne, because meis is also open. Michti. Meis iskash l'shichva zera. Meis is also iskash l'shichva zera. D'chsiv anageh b'chol t'mei nefesh. Oy, ish eshetetzim enu shichva zera. So the Torah puts together, in Vayikra Chav Beis, the Torah puts together the negia of shichva zera with t'mei meis. So we see that it already is connected to those halachos. Uchsiv b'shichva zera v'chol beged v'chol or beged. And then, v'chol beged v'chol ar. So we see that the pasuk there says beged v'ar. So beged v'ar contracts tumah when it comes to shichva zera, and we equate tmei meis. So therefore, tmei meis is going to set have the same halachos. So beged v'ar dekasa rachmana b'meis. So when we saw in Bamidbar Lamed Alf that it also said beged v'ar, what was it doing? Lamali shmami nolafnu ye. So there, it's coming to tell us something else. What's it coming to tell us? It's coming to tell us that you should equate it with tumah sheretz, and whatever contracts tumah for tumah sheretz is going to contract tumah for tumas meis. Gishmak, beautiful. Okay, questions, Rabosai? Ready to keep on moving? Okay. Says the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. The pasuk says, in regards to when Klal Yisrael took from the booty of Midian, v'nakreves korban Hashem, ish Hashem matzeh chlezov, etzadov etzamid tabas ogil v'chumas l'chaper al nafshei senu lifnei Hashem. So the pasuk speaks about the different things that have been taken. So once we're discussing the halachos of kelim, and kelim that contract tumah, and the Tachshite Nashim, so now we come back to Tachshite Nashim that were in the case of Midian, that also Tuma was discussed over there, and we discuss the different Tachshitim that Midian had. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Agil Zedefus Shel Dadin. The Agil was shaped as breasts. Kuma Zedefus Shel Beis Rechem. The Kumas is the shape of the uterus. The Midian was Shtufei Zima. They were Shtufei Zima. Amar of Yosef, although unfortunately, if you go to most highbrow museums today, it's not too different. Amar of Yosef, Yachi Hainid Dimitarginon Machuch Davar Amevli De Gichuch, that they mitargim the word as Machuch, that it brings Lide Gichuch. It brings to Gichuch. What does Rashi say is Gichuch Leitzonus? In other words, the translation of itself brings to Leitzanis and Aver. Amar Le Rabba, Migufe de Krosh Mamina, Kumas, the word itself, Kumas is referenced to Arayis as well. Kad Mokum Zima. So the Gemara, for some reason, since we're talking about Tachshite Nashim and Tuma, the Gemara brings this drasha. The Gemara now continues the parsha of Midian. Vayitzef Meishal Pekude Achayel. Amar Avnachma Abra Barvo. Amar Le Meish Yisrael. Shema Chazarta L'Kul Kolchem. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that Klal Yisrael had taken these items. Amar La Amru Loi. Loi Nifka Mimenu Ish. No, none of us did any Avera. Don't worry. In other words, Moshe is afraid that they've gone back to the Averos that they did as Shittim, where they were Zona with Benos Moav. So he's afraid the same thing happened with Midian. Of course, we know that Bilam and so on sent Binos Midian to ensnare Klal Yisrael. So they said, no, lo nufkan resh, amaleinim kein kapara lama. So then why did you need? The pasuk says, v'nakrev es korban Hashem, lama amru loy, im midei aver yatsanu. It's true that we weren't nichshal mamish, but midei hirer lo yatsanu, miyad v'nakrev es korban Hashem. So Klal Yisrael needed to bring a korban on the hirur that Midian, unfortunately, had enticed them with. Tana, Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Last line, Samach Dalet Amenaf. M'pnei Ma'atzruch Yisrael Sheba Eise Dar Kapara, M'pnei Shezonu Einei Menor Erva, that they were Zan towards, with their eyes, to her Erva. Amar Rav Sheshetz, M'pnei Ma'mon HaKosev Tachshitin Shebechutz, Im Tachshitin Shebefnim. The Torah speaks about their Tachshitin on the outside, with the same Tachshitin that were used even in the places of Erva, Loimar Lecha, because the Torah wants to tell us a famous Maimer Chazal, Kol Mistakel Be'etzba Ketana Shel Isha, if someone looks at a small finger of a woman to have Hana, then Ki'ilu Mistakel Be'Mokum HaTorfa, it's as if he looks at Mokum HaTorfa, which was the Kumas, was put in the Mokum HaTorfa, to equate that. In other words, that one is not allowed to look for with Hana to an Erva. Ad Kan, Divrei HaGemara, Samach Dalet Amud Beis. New Mishnah, Rabosai? So far, so good? Beautiful. Zok Deilige Mishnah, Yoitzi Isha Bechutei Ser, Bein Mishela, Bein Mishel Chaverta, Bein Mishel Behema. So a woman could go out with Chutei Ser, whether it's her own, whether it's her friends, whether it's of a Behema, Ubitotafos, Ubisarvitin, Bizman Shein Tfurim. Now, this Mishnah is listing off things that we've already discussed in the past. But this Mishnah, you have to remember, is talking about a chatzer. In other words, the Mishnah that we had learned previously spoke about a woman that she's not allowed to go out. Let's go back to the Mishnah that had Kavul, all the way in the beginning of our parak, on Zayin Amid Aleph. So we discussed these things that a woman can't go out with. But here, we're talking about a chatzer. So here, the Mishnah is being matir that she could go out with these things. Many of them we've translated previously into a chatzer. Bizman shein tfurim, if they're tied to her here, they're allowed to go out. Now, what's the point of the chatzer? Because I might have thought that once we allow her to go out to the chatzer, she'll go out to a rishus harabim. So we don't make the gzeira of chatzer atu rishus harabim. Ubikvul, ubepeya nachris. She's also allowed to go out to kvul. Over here, we're going to see the Gemara says that even though on Daf Samach, we had a discussion, what a kvul is. There were many different opinions. Here we're going to go accept the opinion. The Gemara says that everybody agrees over here that it means the hairnet. Ubepera nachris lechatzer. And also, per nachris, she's allowed to go out to the chatzer. So in my Mishnah from years ago, I underline chatzer because it's very, very confusing. The beginning of the perek said that you're not allowed to go out with these things. So of course, the critical difference between this Mishnah and the first Mishnah is lechatzer. B'moshe ba'azna, she's allowed to plug her ear as well to go out in the chatzer. U'b'moshe b'sandala, and she would put something in the sandal to make her foot more comfortable. U'b'moshe skina l'nidasa, a pad for her nida, bepilpul with pepper, ubegalgal melech, v'chol dover shenosan etoch pia, anything that's put in her mouth, Rashi says, for bad breath, ubevach lo titen lechatchila b'Shabbos. But she can't put it lechatchila in on Shabbos. That the Gemara will discuss, Emir Tzah Hashem, later on, what that means. Vim nofal lo taxir. And if it falls out, she's not allowed to put it back. It's only allowed to be put there on Erev Shabbos. Shein tocheva, shein shelzav. What about a tooth that is a replacement tooth? Rebbe matir v'chacham mosrim. In those days, the replacement teeth that were made out of gold were more likely to be moved around. In other words, taken in and out of the mouth. And therefore, the chacham say it's aser. Obviously, today, the halacha would be different. Says the Gemara, utzricha. The Gemara is addressing this halacha that we said, the chutei ser, she's allowed to go out of chutei ser, whether it's her chutei ser that are attached to her here or her friends. So the Gemara says, I need both cases. If I would have said just her here, mishum de lo mos, that is not disgusting. In other words, it's not something that looks strange. But it's her friends that look strange. I might have been afraid that she's going to take it off and then walk out to the Rishus Harabim. So we don't make that gezera. Why then do I need to say her friends? If the halacha is that it's going to be mutter with both hers and her friends, so then why do I need both of them? Aval de behema lav bar minahu, emalo. So then why do I need the case of, behema? So the answer is that behema is not the min at all, so then that's even worse. And then I might be afraid that certainly she's going to take it off, tzricha, so I need all of those cases. Tana, we learned, ubelvach lo teitze yalda b'shel zekena, but there's one exception to above. Even though we learned in our Mishnah that it doesn't matter whether it's her hears or her friend's hears, but if it's a young woman going out with an elderly woman's hair, let's say with white hair, so then, or zakena b'shel yada, that they can't do. Why? That we're afraid they're going to take off, and they're going to come to carry. Bishlem is zakena b'shel yada shevachula. When it comes to zakena of a yulada, then it looks good for her. In other words, she's making her hair look younger. And then, I might have thought that it's not going to be a problem. El yada b'shel zakena amai gnayula. So what's the chiddush? That's obvious that it's a gnai for her if she's going to have the zakena. Says the Gemara, tana zakena b'shel yada, tana nami yada b'shel zakena. You're right, there's absolutely no chiddush there, but once I learn one, I'm going to learn the other. Bikvul u'bepeya nachris lechatzer. We learned in our Mishnah that she's allowed to go out with a hairnet and a sheitel into the chatzer. Notice I just said, the sheitel into the chatzer. Mashma that she can't go out to the sheitel in the Rishus Harabim. Okay, we'll get back to that. on some level. Amar Rav says Rav, Kol she'asru chacham latzos berushus harabim, asur latzos ba'lechatzer. Any time Chazal said it's asur to go out within Rishus Arabim, it's asur to go into the Chatzar as well. Chutz mikvul upeya nachris. The one exception is the kvul and the peya nachris. In other words, Chazal over there didn't asur. Let's take a look at Rashi. Chutz mikvul upeya shemuter lechatzar kedisnam bimasnisin v'tayma mefarish lekameh. We're going to learn shortly why that's so. But the critical part is that the kful and the peya are mutter in our Mishnah, but everything else is going to be aser. If you learn that the halach is that's aser b'rishus harabim, it's also going to be aser b'chatzer. Rav Anani bar shasham bar shasomit probably mishmei der bishmol amar akol kiv kikavul, that the halach is that everything's like kavul. So we have a machlokas. Do we say that everything is mutter b'chatzer, or only kavul? Tanan, b'kavul upei anachris l'chatzer, bishlem l'rav nicha. According to Rav, our Mishnah is good. Our Mishnah said that kavul upei anachris is mutter. El rabbanim bar sasan kasha. So the Gemara now analyzes, but wait a second, why did our Mishnah say kavul upei anachris? It should have just said that everything that's aser b'chatzer is that's aser b'rishus harabim, excuse me, is aser b'chatzer, but it doesn't say that. It says dafka kavul pe'anachris. Says the Gemara, Rabban bar sasam mishmei deman kamer lo. No, you think he said on his own? Who did he say in name of? Mishmei de Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi tanu poliku. Okay, so we had a machlokes array that goes back to the Tanoim, whether everything that's aser in the chatzer, in the rishus harabim, is mutter b'chatzer. Now the Gemara asks, so what's unique about the Kavul and the Peyanachris? For Rav Maishnahani, Amar Ula, Kadesh Lo Tiskanal Baila. Rav Svara Ula says is, in order that she shouldn't look disgusting to her husband. In other words, Chazal, this is a very, very fascinating Makar. Chazal were sensitive that to a woman's sense of looking good, for lack of a better term, woman's sense of beauty, particularly albaila, but I would imagine it's reflexive, it starts with her as well, and we weren't gozer certain things, kadesh lo tisgan albaila, kidisanya, and we have a brisa that supports this, that we see in Hilchos Nida, vahadova binidasa, zikanim arishonim amr, once upon a time, we were machmir on a nida. Or the Zkenim said, Shlotichov, Lotifkos, Lotiskashet, Bibigdate Savonin, that she shouldn't look good at all. By the way, notice now, Tiskana al Baila is not in order for Pruer Avu. This is when she's usher to her husband, right? This is when she's usher to her husband. Hadava binidasa. So the Zkenim Rishonim suggested that we should create as much herchik as possible, and therefore she shouldn't be Tiskashet. It's Ajaba Rabbi Akiva Vilimate. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and he said, "In kenata megana al baila, v'nimtza baila megarsha, this could lead to chas v'chalila divorce." Elamal matam aloymer v'adova benidasa tehei achetova b'mayim. No, it has nothing to do with making her look disgusting, but rather the reference is a different mayan altogether, and that is the mayan of mayim, and that is her tahara. Okay, before we go on to next Gemara, let's be Maisek Shmeitza Aliba de Hilchasa. There is an extremely important tesis on the bottom of Samach Dalid on the base. So we had Rav Anani Barab Sasan Omar Hakol Kikovel. He said that the halacha is that everything is like a kovel, and you could go out into the chatzer with even those things that are Asur and Rishus Rabin. Says Tesis, Vinira da halacha kareba ani, mida amre milsa mishmeid Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel tanuhu polik. So the fact that he quoted from Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi means that we follow that halacha. Va'oide b'shel soifrim halach achara mekel. Also, when it comes to chatza, which is only a derabanan, we follow the mekel. Rab ani demati b'chatzir, hainu afilu b'chatzir she'enimu reves. And this chiddush is not talking about a chatzir with an erev. That's talking about a chatzir that doesn't have an erev. The b'chatzir mu reves lekushum chiddush. Because when it comes to Chatzmu Revis, that's Pashut, that she could go out. We're talking over here, which the Chatzer that doesn't have an Erev, since everything is just a Gzera, we're not talking about a Masli. We're talking about something that's definitely a Takshit, so therefore there's not going to be a problem. Oh, Ubechatzer, so now Tosis continues. Im Kain, second wide line in Tesis. Women, therefore, can put on their jewelry in the bayis and the chatzer. Va'anu she'ein lanu rishus harabim gomur. Dekol rishus harabim shalonu karmelis hi, she'rei'ein mevol shalonu rechavos yudvav ama. V'lo shishim riba bokim bo. So here Tesis paskins like he does in the Erevin on Davav, that he says to be called the Rishus HaRam, it needs to be 16 Amos, and have 600,000 people passing by. Hareu kechotzer sheinimu reves. So that's how women could go out with their sheitel. That's how women could go out with their sheitel. Because it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So we're not choshesh. What's that? It's a question. Okay, let's see. I'm making trouble over here. Hareu kechotzer sheinimu reves. Umutaros nashim shalom liskashet b'tavos v'tachshitim kipirish rabbeinu tam. So that's the heter. The heter is that they can't go out. They can't go out with into rishus harabim. But today they could go out. Today they says Tosas, they go out in the Carmelis. V'hikshari. Now first the re asks the following kasha. Dafil rishus harabim shalom kachashim kacharmelis heichishari kimo chatzer. Really? In other words, let's put aside Dolvi Rishus HaRabim for a minute. Just let's, even within the halachas of chatzer, what Taisus just said is a chiddush. Why? V'amr l'kamon perikol kisve gabi d'leiko d'mutu l'hatzer b'chatzer sheinim u'revis v'lo b'karmelis. Who says a chatzer sheinim u'revis is the same thing as a karmelis? A chatzer sheinim u'revis is a case where you have the gzera of Shlomo. It's surrounded by walls, but you have a gzera of Shlomo that you need to make an Erev. That's the same thing as a karmelis? We learned the first Perek of Shabbos. The Carmelis is one step away from Rishus HaRabim. In the way it's structured, in the way it's built. It's not like a Chatzer that doesn't have an Erev. That, remember, Erev, of course, means a Ruvei Chatzeros. When everybody brought their bread together. We're not talking about a Rishus that is Domet or Rishus HaRabim. That's what a Carmelis is. Carmelis is Domet or Rishus HaRabim. How many people know the difference between a Carmelis and a Rishus HaRabim? Most people don't, but people know that the inside of a building, that's a Chatzer. So if you're going to be Matur inside of a building, that's what our Daf said. Our Daf said that inside a building is going to be Mutter. Inside a closed parking lot is going to be Mutter. But the Daf never said that onto the street, Rechov Mordechai Eliyahu, that it didn't say was Mutter. Just because you saw someone carrying today in our parking lot minion inside the parking lot doesn't mean that he holds that you're allowed to carry in the street. So our Gemara was only matir inside of the closed parking lot. Our Gemara wasn't matir anything more. Vaymer Rabbeinu Baruch, continuing seven lines in Tesis, Dekim de Ludu, Havel Rishus HaRabim, Lo Medamu Karmelis L'Chatzer Shemu Reves, Vasrin and Karmelis Mishum Rishus HaRabim. He says, no, in those days, when there was a chash that you come to carry in a Rishus HaRabim, because there was a Rishus HaRabim, so then a Carmelis resembled a Rishus HaRabim. Aval anu she'ein lan Rishus HaRabim klal, ein lahachmir b'Carmelis. So notice, Tesis himself, Rabbeinu Baruch, is only makel in a Carmelis when there is no real Rishus HaRabim. But if you already have a Rishus HaRabim, like Rav Dovi said, Brooklyn and so on, according to many poskim, so then not only is the Rishus HaRabim going to be a problem, but even the Carmelis is going to be a problem. V'Rabbeinu Shimshon Matzah Kosev B'Shem Rabbeinu Sar Shalom, D'Dover Shu Regilus Laharos Zu L'Zu Asur. So here we have a Hagdara that repeats itself from the time of Chazal, but now through the perspective of the Balei Tosos, that we have to reassess what are the things that women are likely to take off, and what are the things that women are not likely to take off. U'gisha'enam regilos mutaros. And if they're not, it's not normal for them to take it off, then it's going to be mutter. U'nishidi don enam maris tachshitem v'tabosein. Our women don't take off their jewelry. That's why it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter because it's not normal for them to take it off. V'soif davar, and then Taisa says, and the bottom line is, Amru hakadmainim Already the previous poskim, the previous dar, says the Bali Tosas, and the first of the Bali Tosas said, the mutaris lotsus men, the mutaviu shogus valium mezidos. We're afraid that if we're gonna tell them, they're not gonna listen anyhow. And therefore, mutav shiyu shogos valium mezidos. So the bottom line is that Tosas comes back and Tosas says, really, even in a carmelis, it's going to be a problem. But we make the following assumption. We make the assumption that we saw that everything that we've been learning in Perek Bama Isha was all the chshash of Shema Shailif, that she's going to take it off laharos lacherim, acheros, that our women don't do that, and therefore that is not going to be a concern. It's not going to be a concern because our women generally don't take off. That's how Tosis concludes. How do we paskin in Shulchan? What's that?
I don't understand. The first Tosis is saying that they don't do it, so therefore it should be mutter l'chachila, but then he says mutter sheishog l'ayim mezidim.
Right. So Tosis is saying like this. Tosis is saying that he thinks really it's mutter l'gamri. For those who are choshesh that that's not true, then mutter sheishog l'ayim mezidim. How do we pask in Shulchan Aruch? Zot de'elege mechaber. Simin shin gimel sif yud ches. Kol she'asru chacham lotzois by the rishus harabim. Asur lotzois by the chatzor shenemu oreves. Whatever is asur in rishus harabim is asur also to a chatzor that doesn't have an eruv. Chutz mikavul lepeya nachris. So first of all, the mechaber paskins like, not like Tosas. He paskins that Mikur Dedina, that only a kovel is mutter. Tahainu kliyasar shekalsa b'tel sara. V'yeshomrim, and then he brings down as a yeshom, the kol shasu latsus ba'afilis kashi bo ba'bayis asur. V'kol shkein latsus ba'lachatsum uveretz chutz mikvul pe'er nachris. V'yeshomrim shakol mutter latsus bo b'chatsar afilumu enamu reves. He quotes it as a yeshomrim that disagree. Then, by the way, the previous Yeshomrim said that even the bias it's usher because we're afraid that you're going to go out. But we'll put that on the side for now. Va'idna, nishidida, nagu latsas b'chol tachshitin. Our women go out with all tachshitin. V'yesha amru de medina asuras. And there are some who say that's usher. Ela shekiv and shalo yishmu mutav shiu shogos v'alim yumayzidos. So the first approach that Mechaber says is really that's usher, but except mutav shiu shogin. Then he says, "V'yesh limdu alim schus leimer sheinagus kain als pi asvar achron shekasafti shelo lasu latsos bechatichshit in lechatz shem uveres v'hashdul latsom rishus haram gomor avlei kol rishus haram shalonu karmelis v'dino kechatz shem uveres mutter." So the only justification the mechaber could find is the first svara of Tosos, that if we don't have a rishus harabim, so then in such a case, then they'll be allowed to go out even in a karmelis, and the Ramah goes with the other heter of Tosas. V'yeshomrim otam lahatir da'achshav shchichi tachshitin v'yotze ben af b'chol. Today it's common for women to wear jewelry. V'lekel amechesh dom ha'shofa v'machvi k'mo b'meim shelo yirigin lotzeis ben rak b'shabbos v'lo avish shchichi. In those days, they would only put on jewelry on Shabbos. So that would be a problem. But today, since they wear jewelry during the week, so then it would be fine. So of course, when it comes to sheitel, so there, a woman, of course, would not take off her sheitel in the street, and therefore, dafka, the sheitel is the least of the problems.
What was the mishnah havamina then? The mishnah havamina that the woman would take off their
sheitel? So the answer is that in those days, there were many different coverings. So it could be that it's more likely that they were able to move around different coverings. Yeah, so that amongst the Hasidim, then it would be a different issue. Amongst the Hasidim, maybe there would be it might be more of an issue. That's number one. Number two is that you have the Ramah. The Ramah says that it's okay. So I think you have really a Maman of Shach. I think most Sephardic poskim tend to go with the Mahalach that today most areas are not a rishus harabim, so therefore you have the heter of Carmelis. But for Sfaradim, in areas that you do have a rishus harabim, that requires more mekoros as far as how they're matzdik. For Ashkenazim, it really Rav Nevinzal himself happens to be a big machmir in this regard. I remember that he told me that he thinks that there are certain earrings, I think he assumed that clip-on earrings that it was very, very common for women to take them off, clip-on earrings, and he was machmir on clip-on earrings. And if you take a look in his Ha'aros, Rav Neman Sal is not even convinced that the Ramaz Heter applies at all today for women. Kimdumani, that the Minig Ha'olam is not like Rav Neman Sal's Ha'aros in the Beitzchak Kikare, and that we rely on a confluence of factors. Number one is that many areas don't have Rosh Hasharabim, so then you have the Mechaber. And number two, we have the idea that those that are common for them to continue to wear, both the Ramah and the Bali Tosos say that's mutter. The Ramah adds because it's common for women to wear jewelry today. And then finally, it seems like we have in Shulchan Aruch the rule of Mutav Shiyu Shogos, Valyum Mazidos, all of those things apply. So that's why we don't hear of people changing the halacha. I have just one ha'ara in the Ramah. It would seem that there is a value of not having jewelry that's put on specifically only for Shabbos. In other words, the Ramah said because it's common for them to wear the jewelry throughout the week, and therefore they're less likely to take it off. So dafka jewelry that's unique on Shabbos, that's unique for Shabbos, that would be a little bit more of a shaila for the Ramah as opposed to others. Maybe the Eitzah would be to wear on Yom Tov, but there does seem to be more of that issue. Okay, we have six more lines of the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda Merav, Kol Mokom She'asru Chachamim Pnei Maris Ayin, Afilu B'chadrei Chadorim Osir. Once Chazal say that there is an Iser, Rashi says, why we bring this up now? Because we saw that a man is not allowed to go out b'siryon b'kasta megafayim, or not allowed to be kosher gmalim zebezet. So once there's a chshash marisayin, so then that's asar afilu b'chadrei chadorim. Tanan. So Gemara quotes the Mishnah. V'lo bezug al falpisha pokuk. We learned that in the bell that's going to be asar, even though it's not molid kol. It's going to be asar. V'tani idach. But there's another brisa that says that bechatzer it's mutter. So we see that if it's not b'makom that someone's going to be choshed you, it's going to be mutter. So there, that goes against what we had said. Wherever the chacham maaser mepnei marisayin, like the case of tying the gamolim together, looks like you're going into the market. There we said it's aser. There we said it's aser in all instances. Yet when it comes to the bell, we said that the bell that doesn't make noise is going to be mutter in the chatzer. Says the Gemara, Tanoihi, that's machlekes tanoim. In other words, this rule that marasayin is aser afilu b'chadrei chadorim is machlekes tanoim. Shotcham behema v'lo k'neged ha'am. Shotcham b'chama. You're allowed to remove the kalim on a behema that's in the sun. You're allowed to remove it. Avalo k'neged ha'am. We're talking about something that had been soaked. The kelim had been soaked, but you're not allowed to do it in front of people. Why? Because people are going to be choshesh that you were doing it to dry it up. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon are still osir. So according to the Tanakhama, it's osir because they're going to think you're drying because you were laundering it. The other shita holds its mutter because no one sees it. So we see that b'chadrei chadarim, there's a machlokis of whether the gzeira applies. Rav Miller Shlita taught us that there's two halachos in regards to maris ayin. There's some maris ayin that's aser as a gzeira, that there's a gzeira that you're not allowed to do it, and those maris that type of maris ayin is aser a gzeira whether it's bechadrei chadarim or not, and that's how we paskin. Now, as I'm going to explain according to the way we paskin, the maris ayin is aser even bechadrei chadarim. However, there's another time that's called chshat. And chshad is only mutter than when other people are going to come to think that you're doing the avera. So the vard is that when you have the gzera marasayin, like when it comes to kibus, it's not the pshat that Chazal said that when someone's going to be choshed that you did kibus on Shabbos, then it's going to be usher. But when they're not seeing you, then it's not going to be usher. No, that's marasayin. Marisayin is asra afilu b'chadrei chadorim. But there are times that we have in halacha that the gzeira is al tchshad, so then in such a case, then if people aren't going to be choshed you, that's going to be mutter. So for example, when it comes to Neros Chanukah, so then when we light on another Pesach, So then in such a case, that's going to be usher. You have to light on both psachim because it's because of chshad. So there, if no one's going to be choshed you, so then in such a case, it doesn't apply, which is, by the way, most of you have more than one entrance. But if it would be a din of, that it's a din of a gzeira, that every doorway needs a Hanukkah, so then we wouldn't have to formulate in terms of chshad. But the other halachas, like kibbutz, and also according to most poskim, basar b'chalav, that you have to put a heker on the table if you're eating almond, you're drinking almond milk and so on, that's a din not of chshad, that's a din of marasayin, it's a gzera of marasayin, and then if it's a gzera of marasayin, then the halacha is that filu b'chadrei chadarim is going to be usher. So sometimes we see that we're only worried about what people are going to say, sometimes it's asur even b'chadrei chadarim. So this Gemara is the Gemara that's asuring b'chadrei chadarim. Take a look at Tesis and Ksubis, has a few more examples of it over there. Okay.
Question on the Ramah.
Yes.